Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show. And today we are talking to my good friend Tamara Oviatt about transformation with sacred activations. And so some of you know that, you know, I'm a certified master practitioner of sacred activations. I was like, what are all my different titles? So I'm a certified master practitioner of sacred activations. I'm a certified access consciousness facilitator, shaman practitioner, you know, all sorts of energy healing modalities, you know, life coach and so on and so forth. And so today I have the pleasure of bringing Tamara back to our show. She's my, you know, teacher, mentor, friend, colleague. So I'm so excited. So Tamara, welcome.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad. And, you know, I was telling last week or the week before, I forget when it was, I did a group call on sacred activations. And so I told everybody, it's like, okay, so I'm doing this group call, you know, with all these activations that we did. I don't even remember. And I said, and, you know, Tamara's coming on in a few weeks. So yay. Primed you for, you know, for that already. So, cause it's like, yeah, I do them in my own way, but you're the founder and creator or, you know, of the sacred activations of that modality, brought it to everyone. And we know how powerful it is. And I wanted you to talk a little bit about that because you have been on our show before, but it's been a while. I don't know. Time goes by so fast, right?
But, doesn't it? Wild.
I can't even keep up anymore. So for those of you who do not know Tamara, she is a visionary leader in the human potential movement. She's a sought after teacher, author and speaker, and she is, you know, a gifted healer. And she, like I said, she is the founder of Sacred Activations, which is a modality that was given to her by God and is one of the most powerful and transformational energy work modalities available today. And if you, you know, a lot of you have worked with me in the past where I have used the sacred activations energies and the actual activations, and you know how powerful they are and the shifts that they can make in your life, right? And so Tamara can talk a little bit about that. I'm not going to bother reading the bio about it, but it's like I redid the practitioner training a couple of weeks ago, and it like kicked my ass again. Yeah. You know, but I, you know, in a good way, right? In a good way. So Tamara, can you tell us, you know, a little bit about your journey with the sacred activations modality, and, you know, from 2012 when you first started to bring it, you know, to us, and how it is now for you?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Sacred activations, I mean, I started this healing modality or healing in the late 90s when God told me I had to be a healer over and over and over again. And I finally said, okay, just don't kill me or my children. Mm-hmm. And I started this journey and did all kinds of different modalities. And I kept hearing, this isn't what you're going to be doing. This is for your training. It was very frustrating. And in late 2011, I started talking to this gentleman on Facebook, and then we started talking on Skype, and we talked for about 5 months. And he's all, I want to marry you. Please come to England. This is where you're mostly going to be living. And, you know, I didn't feel like he was my soulmate, but I really enjoyed having conversations with him. Mm-hmm. And so I finally said, okay. And in March 2012, I went over there to meet him and immediately knew he was not my soulmate. So I went to his house, and after about a week, I mean, we went to Wells and there was a huge past life there. And I knew it right before the trip, that past life that involved him. I went, oh, okay. So we went there. A lot of information came up. It felt really amazing. Went back to his house. And one morning I went for a walk. And I started screaming at God, what the hell am I doing here? Mm-hmm. This is not my soulmate. You know, money-wise and stuff, I should not have been there. And I thought he was going to save me, you know? So as soon as I started screaming at God about this, I was told to go to the Roslyn Chapel. I went back to his house and I told him, he's on the phone with a friend of his named Daz, who was really into spirituality and stuff, and he was a writer. And so I told him what God said, and he told me that the Rosin Chapel underneath it was a Sentis dial that said to activate your 12 strands of DNA. So I said, okay, cool. So I booked a train for the next day and a B&B. And then I heard God tell me to call one of my clients, Vera, that lived in Scotland, and have her meet me at the church. So I called her and I let her know what was going on. She said, okay. She met me at the church. 2 days later, we're sitting in the church. And I connected and I heard to go to the sixth plane, which is the Akashic Records. Or that in the laws, which Akashic Records are located within the law of time. So I connected in there, and there was this being standing there, and I'm all, who are you? What do you want? And he said, he introduced himself as Lord Metatron and told me he was there to assist me. So I said, okay. And I just had my eyes closed, and I was connected, and all this energy started swirling into my body and really freaked me out. And it was followed up by these golden seals, and our heads hurt. We were dizzy when we were driving away. And I was told I was now crystalline and to give this to others. So this is how all this started. And I ended up staying in England, or not England, but Europe for 8 months.
Wow.
And I left his house about a week after I returned from Scotland. There was this other guy I knew on Facebook, and he lived in London, and I'm all, hey, I'm looking for a place to stay. Do you know a place? And he goes, funny thing, my girlfriend and I just moved into a flat, and we have plenty of room for you. Come stay with us. So I went and stayed with them. I was sending out emails on what I was doing to my email list, just my emails. I didn't have a list at that time. And one of my clients that I hadn't talked to in 2 years said, I want a session with you. So I was talking to him. And I'd only met him 2 years before, him and his wife, only met him twice. And when I was talking to him, I would hear God say, ask him if you can go to Spain, ask him if you can go to Spain. And he was headed to Spain in a week. So I said, God asked me if I can go to Spain with you. He goes, let me ask my wife. So he calls me back. She says, it's fine. She was in the United States. And so I meet him at the airport. Took this bus, the huge, whatever, this huge suitcase, trying to drag it to the bus station and stuff. I've learned to travel a lot lighter now. Mm-hmm. So I met him, and we flew off to Spain, spent a month in Spain. All kinds of information came in while that was happening. It was just such a journey and so amazing. In my first year, I had like 26 activations. There's now over 300 of them. And what you experienced over the last two weekends was over 100 activations. Mm-hmm. You know, that took me a couple of years to get all that information. So when you're transforming fast like that, it's because transforms you so fast. I mean, what 26 activations did to me in a year was just shocking, and how much I shifted. And when some of these would come in, it would scare me because I know how powerful they are. Mm-hmm. So I used to get scared. Run this. Oh, no. I don't want to run that one. You know, but yeah. They're so amazing. And they're called sacred activations because that's what I was told to call them. But a lot of them are deactivations. Mm-hmm. A lot of them deactivate programs that no longer serve you and you no longer want to run. And when you receive an activation, it can be instantly, or it could take a couple weeks, even a couple months to finish running and clearing out the belief systems around that activation. And same thing with the activation. Sometimes it takes about 3 weeks for them to integrate, to fully integrate.
I can vouch for that. I can vouch for that for sure.
So it's just been such an amazing journey. It blows me away on the testimonials I receive and how powerful this is and how much it helps people. I didn't come up with this, you guys. This was given to me. Now, what I came up with is I want something to change you like this. Mm-hmm. I got tired of doing those sessions over and over and over and over and over and over again. And when I started doing sacred activations and receiving the upgraded activations, my private sessions totally shifted. What used to take me weeks or that would never happen would be finished in a half hour. Yeah. You know, and the transformation would start.
And that's the thing that, you know, and that's one of the things I like about the sacred activations is that transformation is possible for each and every one of us in every area of our lives, right?
Yes, absolutely. Every area of our lives. I had somebody that wanted to market me and she said, well, you got to pick an area. I said, no, sacred activations is not an area.
Yeah. Yeah. It's for
it's
every
not one part of your life.
Exactly. And, you know, I was going to say, it's so powerful when we're running the activations and for weeks, after you still feel the effects of it running. And then after that, it's like, there's this shift that happens and it's like, suddenly there's like calm and peace. You know, I mean, it feels like there's like this integration happening and shifting happening and you're wondering what is going on, you know, because right. Sometimes a lot of your thoughts and beliefs come up, right? Old thoughts and beliefs come up to be released. And so I always tell my clients that, you know, things may come up, so don't get stuck in the story. don't go down the rabbit hole. Just acknowledge it, that stuff is coming up to be released, and let it go, right?
Yeah. Go ahead. And a lot of times what will happen is the stuff will come up and show itself.
Yeah.
And then when it releases, it won't repeat. But sometimes there's belief systems that'll show up that you had no idea you believed that at all. And all of a sudden it's showing to you and you're like, what? And then boom, it's gone. And then it just doesn't return. And when you heal with sacred activations, you heal with sacred activations. It doesn't come back. Now there's times when like programs will come back and show themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh, wait a minute, I don't believe that way anymore.
Right.
You know, and then it just goes away again. So it's really cool.
Yeah, so it's like that recognition, too, of the shift that you have gone through. And it's kind of like saying, you know, this is how you used to think, and this is how you think now. See the shift that's happening.
Right.
Because sometimes we need to see that, you know, for ourselves, you know?
Yeah, and trust me, it'll come up. You don't have to go looking for it. It'll show up. And if there's past life memories you need to know, those will be shown to you too. There's somehow, some way, if you have to see, it'll be shown to you.
Yeah.
But I think one of the coolest things about sacred activations is you don't have to see it. You don't have to relive it. You don't have to go through the trauma again.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to re-experience all of that for it to be shifted. And that's one of my favorite things about sacred activations. I mean, it's so easy. I don't have to look at bottom beliefs, past lives, or anything. It clears all of that. It clears you, it clears out through your genetics. It clears you out of the collective consciousness belief system, even the subconsciousness belief system. And I want to explain that a minute. Is that okay?
Yep, absolutely.
So, you know, most of us know by now, and it's taken me a while to understand this, but actually I got a new understanding on this the other night. I was at a Zig Marley concert. The energy was just so beautiful and this love. And this information came in. You know, God really showed me that we're like the cells in a body. Humanity is like the cells of the body of God. And when we're fighting and stuff, it's like diseases and cancers. But that can all just be really healed, you know, and sending that love. So with a disease or a cancer, what do? You treat it. You don't fight it. So fighting other people and stuff is just creating more of that energy. So when you go in with love and send it healing, then all of it can heal. And we're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about how our lives are ran by our subconscious mind, right? 95% of your life is ran by your subconsciousness, and it's just programming. A lot of it was from 0 to 7. Some of it's from past lives. But our subconscious mind runs a lot of our day-to-day life. It's just automatic. Well, we can reprogram our subconscious mind. You've heard that through hypnosis and stuff. Sacred activations does the same thing. And you can program your subconscious mind to release these programs that you no longer want just by listening. And then it installs new programs that you want. And I suggest happy, happy, joy, joy. Because when you're in happy, happy, joy, joy, everything that works for you being in happiness and joy will be filled in. You don't have to have all the details to it.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're all one, right? We're all a collective consciousness. Well, guess what? That means there's also subconsciousness of humanity that's running humanity. And these programs are playing out through humanity. Well, since we're all one and we're connected in this energy, when we clear our subconscious mind, we're also clearing the subconscious mind of humanity. Mm-hmm. So we can start installing in humanity's subconsciousness, happy, happy, joy, joy. You know, and what does that do? That brings health, that brings love, that brings abundance, that brings all of that energy that we desire really to live in as heaven on earth. Mm-hmm. You know, we are the creators of our lives. Guess what? Also means we're the creators of this world and what happens and what unfolds. Now, a lot of people go, but yeah, but in the past, in Atlantis or whatever, they destroyed themselves. They were magical. They had all this power. So many people are afraid of their power because of the destruction that power causes. But guess what? This time, we're connecting in our hearts and we're connecting in love. So coming into our power with this love energy, what does that do? That creates more love energy. And what happens when you get this love energy?
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
So it's all about that connecting of love and joy and happiness.
Yeah.
And the more we connect into that, the more we're able to heal our hearts and we're able to heal the world and create the world we truly desire, which is all these countries working together in trade, not fighting for trade or what they have or they have, but being abundant everywhere on the planet. And I know we're going into that. I mean, a lot of people, you know, and including my brother, and I've never really talked about this on the air, but for some reason I'm going to now. Mm-hmm. You know, I was raised Christian. I'm familiar with the Bible. I'm also familiar with Revelations. And I'm also familiar with Nostradamus and these other predictors of the past. And something, you know, I was like, oh, forget him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But then I heard this conversation with Dolores Cannon that I had with him. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, these are possibilities. These are different timelines and availabilities that could happen. And I believe Revelations is set up where all of this destruction and stuff could happen with our consciousness. But I also believe that we're coming together and love and oneness, and that we are going to have heaven on earth. I believe that. And Revelation says that. I don't believe that we have to have everything fall apart before it can get better. I believe it can get better without it having to get worse first. Mm-hmm. So that's my thing on that. I was trying to talk to my brother about it last night. Boy, did he get mad. Because he thought, this is going to happen and that's going to happen. It's like, no, it's not. That's not going to happen.
It's a possibility. It doesn't mean it will.
Yeah, well, you'll have to go through that. I went, whatever, man. I'm not afraid. I work for God. You know, I don't put all my faith in a book. But God said this, yeah. Well, I work for God. I talk to God, and I'm going to just do what I'm told to do. I'm not going to put my energy in that fear. Because mm-hmm. when you're putting your energy in that fear, you guys, you're creating that fear. Mm-hmm.
You and know, that's the same thing with the fear in our lives, too. When we're focusing on
exactly.
fear in our lives, you know, even at a personal level, you know, guess what's going to show up? More of that, right?
Yeah. It's where you put your energy. Where do you put your energy? Are you putting it in love? And, you know, you guys, I mean, and here's something that a lot of metaphysical people aren't going to want to hear from me. But, you know, a lot of people say hell doesn't exist. Well, it does on this planet. But it is just truly a video game. So you can create heaven or hell in this game, whatever you want. Above that, you can see that this is all a video game and all the players in it, like Lord Metatron, Jesus, Buddha, Allah, all the angels, they're all part of this video game to help assist us in this video game. And, you know, they've tried this a couple times with us. One time they gave us a lot of power and we destroyed ourselves, you know. And this time we're learning how to create that power again and how to work with energies. I mean, this is a school. We're learning how to do this. We're learning how to manifest. And we are in the fifth dimensional grid system. Those filters we had for eons, they're gone. Mm-hmm. So what you're creating is you're creating very, very quickly through your subconscious belief systems and the belief systems through humanity. The cool thing is you can change that. You don't have to run those programs that humanity is running for humanity. There are different programs we can pull out of, we can clear out of, and plug into another ones, because it's all available here. You don't have to recreate it. It's here for you.
Our own personal programs, we don't have to continue with ones that don't empower us, don't inspire us, don't serve us anymore. We don't have to. We can choose something else.
Yes, right? We can choose another program, like listening to the radio.
Yeah,
you don't like what that station's playing, change the station.
Exactly.
It's the same thing with what's going on here. Now, some of these programs are so deeply entrenched in us because we've been running them forever, but they can still be clear.
Yeah.
You don't have to continue running that program.
And that's what I like to bring to people is that it's not a hope per se, but a possibility, that however your life was before, it can change. You don't have to be stuck in it. There are different possibilities for you, and just be open to that and then choose and make different choices, as well as, these activations, or if you're in access, do those clearings or whatever other modality you use, doesn't matter, but, do something different than what you've been doing. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about the sacred geometry. And so as I was pointing up to my, behind me is the flower of life, see, above my head, which
flower of life.
I love it. So can you talk a little bit about the sacred geometry that's activated within these activations as well? And why are they so important?
Absolutely. I can't give you detailed about sacred geometry. I mean, I know it runs the world, and the whole world is made of it. And it all starts with the triangle. Even if you look at a circle, it starts with the triangle, and that's creation. The first six activations I received were sacred geometry activations. And I didn't know what sacred geometry was. Mm-hmm. But when I was running these energies, I would see these symbols and stuff around people, like the flower of life. I would see, or the tree of life. I would see like these bars being replaced and lit up and all this stuff. And I didn't understand what I was seeing. And while I was in London, my host handed me a book on sacred geometry, and I opened it up and I saw the tree of life. I went, oh my God, I'm doing this. What is this stuff? So I was running these energies, not knowing what I was doing. I was just doing it because I was told to do it. And just by running the sacred geometry activations of flower of life, I call it the Moses codes, which is tree of life, because Moses gave this to me. Mm-hmm. When I connected with him in the Akashic records, I met Moses and I said, who are you? And he said, I'm Moses. And I'm all Moses who, because I didn't know Moses would talk to me. This was all very, very new to me that they would even engage with me. It's quite shocking. But that activation is called the Moses codes, because I got it from Moses. And that's how a lot of these activations came in, was from different masters. I got activations from Mother Mary, from Mary Magdalene, from Buddha, and Saint Germain, and it's just been such an amazing, beautiful journey. But anyways, the sacred geometry activations, really what they do is they line you up with life. They repair, how most people are familiar with your chakra systems. Mm-hmm. Well, sacred geometry is also in your auric field. And that's also important to have lined up and connected properly. And when it's out of balance, your life's out of balance, just like with your chakras. And how does it get out of balance? Because your life's out of balance. Mm-hmm. But with running these energy, you can rebalance all of that stuff and do a lot of healing just from doing that.
And you can heal yourself with these sacred activations, as healing others, obviously, because we've done activations. I've done activations personally with people and in group calls and all that wonderful stuff. So we do both. But that's a possibility for today. Even we're going to do some activations, or you're going to share some activations with us later, a little bit later, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Because, you know, even for me, it's like, yeah, just because I do them, I when I'm receiving them from somebody else, especially from you, it's like, oh, yeah. Yes, I'm ready, you know, kind of thing. So, yeah, so that'll be fun. But, you know, some of the, what are some of the benefits of receiving activations, running activations, and or being part of the Sacred Activations community?
Well, part of the community, I mean, we are a great community of a collective consciousness of people ready to live a happier and more joyful life. Sacred activations, I mean, it's they really help in every area of your life, whatever area of your life you want to function or create new function realities for you, the activations are available for that. They're available in all areas of life. There's 5 levels of practitioner training. There's teacher training. So if you're interested in helping other people. So the activations are just, they're amazing. And you know what else happens, you guys, is they help your whole family. When you're clearing yourself, your whole family starts changing on how they treat you, or your bosses, or at work, your coworkers, your friends, your relationships. You start seeing that they are getting better. You know why? Because everybody's a mirror for you. Everybody's an actor in your life. So if you don't like how you're being treated on things, clear yourself on that, and that'll help how other people treat you that way.
You just mentioned about, you know, families, and I just realized today when I was, before this call, I just had this awareness of, I don't know how this came to me, but it just came to me. I was looking at a pattern in my life, and I realized, oh, I think my son has that same pattern. Oh, I think my dad has that same pattern. Huh. Interesting. So if I were to work on that, which I mean, I already know the answer to this, but if I work on that for myself, that will automatically start to help my son and my dad.
Yep.
Right. And it's like, I just saw that today. It's like, oh, interesting. You know? So it's like, okay. And because I'm like, you know, I'm a mother. So it's like, yeah, I'll work on that because I want my son's, you know, life to be even better than it already is. It's like, yeah, I'm going to work on that one. Right. So that's a possibility. Cool. Once we recognize
something
within us that is not working, it's like, all right. And then, you know, if we go a little bit deeper and really look at it, then you might see where it's a pattern elsewhere and you can start to clear it. So it's like, oh, now how do I now to actually verbalize that, you know, or make it more cognitive so I know what to do. It's like, what exactly is that? You know, it's like, 'cause I just got a glimpse of it today. It's like, interesting.
Yeah. Write that down and ask God to show you what you should run to clear it. You'll get the answer.
Awesome. And see, that's how easy it can be, right? You get a thought, you ask a question, and you know, sometimes the solution presents itself so quickly and easily. I love that. That's why I love doing these shows, because I receive so much. It's such a great gift and contribution to me when I start doing these shows and talk with such gifted, talented people such as yourself. It's like, I'm sure she will know. I'm sure she can tell me. And it's like, you know, the biggest point is there is a way out of it, right?
Yeah.
So I don't have to be stuck with it. My son doesn't have to be stuck with it. And my dad doesn't have to be stuck with it. But if I clear it within me, what if they want to be stuck with it?
Then that's their choice. They can keep it.
Right. So it's not like it's forced on anybody, you know?
Nope.
It's
just like when we're working on ourselves and we're working on the collective subconsciousness, those people that are ready to change and don't want to hang on to that anymore will allow it to let go. And those people that want to keep it can keep it. I mean, we have free will. Mm-hmm. And what's also cool about this, because it's God energy, it can't be misused. Mm-hmm. Cannot be forced on anybody or done on anybody that isn't willing or able or ready. It won't run.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I've seen that. And if they don't need it, it won't run also. But if they're not willing or able, it won't run. I mean, even if they tell you yes, but inside they're thinking no, Mm-hmm. You'll know because the energy just won't run. It's like, okay, they really don't want to do this.
Yeah, you know? And which is fine, you know?
Yeah, of course.
You can hold on to whatever you want. You know, you don't have to change anything, right?
No, it's your video game. You get to do what you want to in it.
Yeah.
No one can make you play the game any other way.
Awesome.
But like any video game, there's many layers to the video game.
Yeah.
And cool. You can play different games and go to a new game. You can go on higher level games, but you got to clear all the crap that's keeping you stuck in that one level to be able to go to the next level. And trust me, there's plenty of levels. You're never going to get bored. I used to be afraid if I healed all my crap, what would I do? I'd be bored. You know, and I remember a while ago, I was like, I'm bored. Trust me, I'm not bored anymore. Because I went to a new level. And we can continue doing those levels and those changes as fast as we want to. Or as slow as we want to. We can stay in the same game, the same level all our lives. I know people that are not ready to shift levels. So mm-hmm. they stay at that same level, and trust me, I have enough of them in my life to be my teachers of them doing that. And I don't push it on them. I just had a friend here for 10 days. You know, she's very intuitive. Would she let me do work on her? No. I didn't even talk about my work with her because I know she's not ready to let go of her belief systems. I had a few deep conversations with her about stuff.
Yeah.
And that was it. I know. I don't push my stuff on anybody.
Exactly. Me neither. If somebody, you know, honestly, if somebody has to ask me a question before I'll even talk about anything that I do. If somebody asks me a question, I will answer. Before that, I don't even talk about anything. You know, so.
Nope. I don't talk about or share my information. It's not that I'm hiding it.
No.
It's just, I know if they're ready, they'll ask questions.
Exactly. If they're interested, they'll ask me. And if not, that's fine, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was just reading this morning. I have, I love these books. They're Masters from the Far East. Mm-hmm. And I opened one up to, I just open them up and read, you know, a paragraph. And it was saying that the Masters are among the people. They're there. They don't go preaching or telling people they have to do this or they have to do that. Mm-hmm. The people that recognize them and desire the help will ask. There's no need to advertise that.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was really, really cool because that's kind of what I do. I don't go around, you know, well, you need to change this belief or that belief. But if somebody calls me, it's like, well, would you like me to help you with that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So.
Exactly. Same. All right. So I was going to ask if I forgot to mention this earlier on, but if you have a question, you can write it in the chat or you can raise your hand and we can take some questions. Tamara, did you have any activations in mind for today? Any specific activations in mind?
I'm hearing healthy boundaries.
I like healthy boundaries.
Healthy boundaries. I don't know why. I guess there's a few people on this call that could definitely use it. Boundaries are very important.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I've been learning them. I've been able to start saying no to my sons, which was a big step for me.
That's a tough one. I like even for me, I mean, this is obviously for me too, because if my son were now suddenly to ask me something, I couldn't say no. It's like, okay. I mean, I've never been able to say no to him ever. And even though he has said, Mom, you know you can say no. It's like, yeah. But I it's like, I would never say no. So it's like,
I just started saying no. I mean, my son, when I moved up to Oregon, he moved into his own place. And while moving in, he tore a ligament in his leg and he's going to need surgery. Mm. And he's trying to come up and I've just had all these visitors and stuff. It's like, no, I need some time. I've got work to do. You can't come up, you know, come up after your surgery and then come stay a month. But until then, no, you can't come up. And you know how huge that was for me.
I can.
At one point he's all, my friend Ernie's going to drive up with me and then he's going to fly home. I'm like, okay, And the next morning I woke up and went, wait a minute, what are you doing? You already told him no. So I told him, no, sorry, sweetie. I love you, but you can't come up.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of myself. So healthy boundaries, you know, I mean, again, this will continue to shift you until you're able to really stand in your power and say no.
Yes. Absolutely. That's something I've always needed. I can't say no to my son. I can't say no to my daughter. I can't say no to my parents. Can I say no to anybody? Not really. You know, somebody, like if somebody asks me something, I can't say no. It's like, okay.
Well, this activation is obviously for you.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Let's get that cleared for you.
Yeah, right.
And we also do a sacred geometry activation, Flower of Life.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're talking about that, we can do
yes,
that.
Yes, I love Flower of Life. Sounds good. Okay. And then Imogen had an accident, a bike accident 8 weeks ago. And so since then, she cannot stop eating sugar. Any advice for her? She wasn't eating sugar before the accident.
Yeah, trauma. You're hanging on to the trauma of it, and you're self-nurturing through sugar, which will cause candida and make you really addicted to sugar. So we got to clear that.
Okay, cool. I did not even know that. It's like, and I'm thinking, I wonder. So like, you know, a lot of us who have been through trauma of some sort in our lives, you know, many sometimes, that can stay for a long time. I think there's a PTSD activation, isn't there?
Yeah, we could do that. So let's do those three then.
Yeah, yeah, because that would be that might be good. and then Caroline's asking questions that she said her and her hubby have been unable to pay off their mortgage for over 30 years. We work and pay for damages on homes and cars, and a tree falls on the house, foundation leaking, and have not yet had extra money for fun. Can we change that? And Penny is saying, any activations to attract money or higher income?
There's lots.
There's definitely lots for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we will, yeah, there's lots of activations for money and prosperity for sure. And then, I feel like, you know, if there was an activation for like a karmic loop, you know, for like a pattern that keeps happening. So like you have money, but then accidents keep happening and then you have to spend all your money on that. And then as soon as you get a little bit more, it's like something else happens, you know, it's like, is that a karmic loop or is that something else?
That there's an activation for that. I call it debtor's prison.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're always in debt. And every time you get out of debt, something comes up to keep you in debt because you're always in debt. Mm. So I call it debtor's prison because you can continue to create debt one way or another to keep you in that energy. Mm-hmm. And see, energies are addictive. We're used to these energy patterns. And when they're gone, it's a little shocking, you know. But then, you know, and then we can move on when they are gone. But it's something, it's an energy we're used to. We're used to our mind going into the certain energy and the certain game, the certain program to run it.
Yeah.
And then you're all, but I want wealth. Yeah, but in your subconsciousness, you're always in debt. So if you're always in debt, then you're always in debt, no matter how much money you make.
Mm-hmm. And so like for, let's say for the debtor's prison, for example, when you run that activation, or any activation, you know, let's just pick one out of the hat. When you run that activation, do you automatically clear everything, or is it possible that you have to run that same activation again a couple more times to clear more and more and more?
Well, when I first started doing this, I was told it was optimal to run an activation 3 times.
Okay.
But not once right after another. Wait a little bit and then run it again. And it'll bring you to another layer, another layer, another layer.
Yeah.
Some of these activations, you can run them again, but it's not something you have to do 21 times standing on your head, mm-hmm. spinning backwards. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of rules and regulations on this. It's mm-hmm. when you are attracted to it, run it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel you want to run it again, run it again.
Yeah.
You know, there's activations I've ran, and then a couple of years later, I'm told to run them again.
Yeah. So I was just wanting to like let people know that just because you run an activation once, like for 5 minutes today, does not mean that all your problems are solved.
How many years have you been building these problems and creating these things?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've seen miracles happen where people heal like this.
Yeah.
And I've also seen it where people take time to shift this. Because again, you're changing realities when you're shifting these things. Sometimes these realities take a little time. I ask God about this. So I'm all, why can't we just do this? Mm-hmm. And look at it. It's a game. Do you really want to win the game in 2 minutes? Hmm. Do you want to win it faster and go to a different level? You know, so this is the vision that God gave me. So I said, God, why can't I just do this? I'm done with this. I'm frustrated. I'm over it. You know what I mean? I want this.
Yeah.
And then
yesterday,
I want it yesterday. I was showing this man riding this horse through the country. There's no planes. There's nothing, right? Mm-hmm. It's just, and then this hand pulls him off the horse and sticks him behind a spaceship. He's now flying a spaceship. What do you think would happen to his brain?
He'd be fried. He would not even know. He couldn't function. He's like, wouldn't get it.
No. So it's the same thing with these energy levels. You can go up, and then when you master that level, then you go to the next level. You master that level, then you go to the next level. Yeah. That's how we do this. That's how we shift. And I've had people tell me after training and stuff and listening to the activations that they wake up and they don't even know who they are. Mm-hmm. But then they catch up. You know what I mean? So can you shift really fast with these activations? Absolutely, you can. But just running one activation for 5 minutes isn't going to change your world. You know, it's you're going to have to put a little work in. Listen to some of the activations.
Yeah.
Take a break, listen to some activations. And you'll start seeing your world shift. And you'll start seeing things get better. You might get emotional after the activations. You might cry. You might scream. Or you might not feel anything at all. And then 3 weeks later, just feel much better. And not even realize why. But you just notice how calm you feel. And then you notice you're no longer running that program. It's no longer there.
Sometimes you don't even know what that program was.
It's like, you can't remember it.
Exactly.
Isn't that cool? That's my favorite part. You don't even remember the program.
Exactly. Yeah.
You go, what was that? And you can't even think of it.
Exactly. And that's what I like. It's like, I don't even know what that was, but whatever it was, it's gone, and you know, yeah. I'm good now, so it's all good. Okay, cool. So Caroline wants a free out of jail card. Yes.
Debtor's prison. We could do debtor's prison today. I would like to do debtor's prison. That sounds good.
Cool. All right. Or we can find a way to get rid of the money. I don't know what that means, Penny. I'm sorry. All right. So I know that. Oh my goodness, my mind went blank. Randy has a question. So Randy, we'll take a quick question from you and then we'll do some activations. Randy, I'll unmute you. Hello?
Hello. Thank you.
Sure, I don't see you yet, but I figure you'll come on the screen in a second.
I think he's yes, Bigfoot, yes.
Yeah.
Is that you, Randy?
Hello.
Yeah. There you are.
Here I am.
Do you have a quick question, Randy? Because then we're going to do the activations.
So if we look at quinolones and how they affect us and how much of it's been fed to us in the foods, you know, 80% of the $9 billion market goes to the livestock. So it's not just me. I've got symptoms like MS from taking fluoroquinolones, levoquin, and cipro, permanent nerve damage. What I believe is the way through is to learn to reprogram our own DNA, because what quinolones do is they affect the DNA of the infection or virus, so it won't reproduce and it won't function. Meanwhile, how do we get that? How do we bring that back into a state of perfection and with grace and ease? And I don't have the shitty strength to fight. Thank you. I love
you. You can reprogram your DNA and you can change that. And a really good activation for that, which will turn on and reactivate DNA for you, is called the super DNA. Mm-hmm. And it'll activate four more codon in your DNA, making you 3,000 times less likely to get a sickness or disease. So you can use that to reverse what's happened. And then also cell snap will bring your cells back to their original optimal state, and it'll clear out that trauma and that programming that you have into your DNA and your thought system that is continuing recreating this stuff.
Meanwhile, how does that translate to regrowing the myelin, which is, you know, what's stopping me so far? Well, Einstein did it, and I know I'm doing it, but at the same time, it feels like I'm dying.
Okay. Well, again, I would use a disconnect from disease consciousness, because you got to remember, this is a video game. We really are holograms, and there's these belief systems and these programs within you. Yes, they're very real to you and your body, but they're still just programs, and they can be cleared so that you can be in optimal health.
There's hundreds of thousands of people who have been affected this way, millions even. If you just look at FQAD is
the FQAD. But honey, that's just like saying cancer. There's millions of people that are affected by cancer. Is it real? Yeah, it's very real in the program. But it is just a program, and you can disconnect from it. You don't have to be plugged into that program. You don't have to have that. Mm-hmm. If you choose to have it, or it's your karma to have it, that you want to create this stuff, that's great. But if you're done learning from it and you don't want it anymore, you can change it. You don't have to have that. Just because millions of people have it doesn't mean you have to. You don't have to be part of that million. It can be changed. And the activations I suggest for you is definitely the cell snap, the super DNA, disconnect from disease consciousness, because they're just programs. That's all they are.
Cool. So there's three that you can start to use. Okay.
I am learning to heal this body. I am.
Awesome. Good. And you keep doing that. And, you know, it's also very entertaining, and it keeps us busy.
Oh, it keeps you busy.
Yeah. So if you're ready to heal it, change it. And then you can get busy another way, without having to fight a disease. Yeah. I think disconnect from disease consciousness. I would, you know, Alora says, you know, how often do you listen to this? I'd listen to it daily right now for you, and cell snap and super DNA. And just because those belief systems that are keeping you stuck in that will just start flying off of you. And then before you know it, you'll start really being in your power to really heal. And this is God energy. So this is, you know, you replay it. There's just as much power in it as it is live.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for being you.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you, Randy.
You can change this, Randy. Okay?
It's been a painful near-death experience for a long time.
And if you're done suffering, you can stop it now, right here and right now. So just make your decision that it stops right here and right now.
I am.
Good.
Awesome. Thank you, Randy. All right. So, All right. So hold on. Let's see. We're going to do those activations now, and then we'll go back. I'll go back and look at some of these questions that we have.
Well, let's go ahead and get through questions before we do activation, so we know what we're doing.
Okay.
Because when we start running these activations, people aren't going to be able to hear me after that.
That is true too. So Penny's saying, I meant to ask if the energy or program of financial self-sabotage is same as debtor's jail program.
No, it's a different one. So I said there's a lot of activations for money.
Yeah. There's.
Now, don't you have an old package or a package of mine that is around finance that maybe you can put up Why don't you put that up? Because that can really help people.
Awesome. And
yeah, I'm coming through Alora here, so I'd really like you guys to go through her for packages.
And even the packages that we have today,
are amazing.
Three different packages. So, yeah. So Renata, I'm gonna read yours after because of it. Cool. Thank you. Okay. So, oops. Hold on. Thank you, Yvonne. So yeah. So do you want to talk about the packages first then before you do the activations? If you're saying people won't hear you.
Sure. That would be fine. And please excuse me. Can you put the link in here so I can click on it?
Yes. Let me get it. Hold on. So
I'm not very prepared.
If you're on the live page, you can just click on the special offer button. And if you're not, you can go to, I'm going to put the link in. alora.at/show/Tamara, which I'm going to put in here. That's also for everybody else who's listening, who's not on right now. Yeah. So alora.at/show/Tamara.
Awesome. Thank you, sweetie.
You're welcome. So there's three packages that Tamara has today. And so we've never had these three. So, you know, it's different than what we've ever had before. But package one is the family package. Package two is the rejuvenation, family, and age package. And then package three is the private session package. Wow, I just did something to my screen. Okay, here we go. So, all right. So, Tamara, do you want to just briefly talk about them?
Yeah, let me go back. It's not showing me what's in the package. Okay, let's see here.
The family package has 20 activations.
Okay, the family package. Here we go. Family relations activation package. Isn't that a cute picture? I painted that.
You know, I could just share my screen. Why didn't I do that?
Adoptive issues is in there. If you're adopted or you've adopted children, that will really help both of you a lot. Being present and listening. Black sheep of the family. Bleeding heart. That is just trying to take care of everybody and just draining your own energy to do it. Caste system family. I mean, when you think about that, there's like some people are better than others, or you believe that. That really changes that. Confidence and self-esteem. That's so important for you to have confidence and self-esteem. Mm-hmm. So amazing. Disappointment release. Everyone's jealous the better I do. How many people that you start doing good and everybody gets jealous of you?
Yeah.
And then so you don't want to do good because you don't want everybody to be jealous of you. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's true. Family constellations changed my life with my family. I have step family like most of us do. And my stepbrothers were better than us. They got all my dad's attention and everything else. And I used to really resent them. Mm. And after this activation, I don't resent them anymore. Before my stepmom died, I came to peace with her and was no longer angry at her. And I'm really thankful for that because I was really, really angry. Mm-hmm. It really, really changed my family a lot. Family karma. I mean, a lot of people are holding on to stuff or running things for the karma of their family. Fears and phobias, fight or flight, giving and receiving, healthy boundaries, hidden agenda. How many people have a hidden agenda or they just want to be friends for you so that they can take mm-hmm. advantage of you? Healthy, I already did that. Holding on to emotions that can really cause diseases and sicknesses, your emotions. And the way you feel affects your body. A liar, liar. And parents of disabled children and rebel, rebel. I mean, who's the black sheep of their family or the rebel? Or they have to be a rebel to get attention or to be different and to stand out. Mm-hmm. So this just really helps you in your life. I mean, yeah, it's the family package. You know, adoption issues. Fine, that might not fit your life, but that even helps with stepchildren and stuff. But the whole package is just so much about making you feel better as you are. And for Randy there, I mean, holding on to emotions and stuff, that package could really help him heal mm-hmm. with that disease he's suffering from.
So, you know, the activation here, if it's not one thing, it's another. Would that be a good one for Caroline?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because we recreate things, and this mm-hmm. will help you to stop recreating everything.
Right.
It's not one thing and it's another. It keeps going. There's all these traumas. You know what I mean? I mean, my sister, one thing or another, holy cow, you see what she's gone through.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the package. One is $97, normally $497. And then now package two is the Rejuvenation Family Age Package, which includes everything in package one. And also right. includes a Rejuvenation Chamber webinar. And
this
as well,
webinar is really, really cool. Cell Snap, telomeres, age reversal, collagen. Mm-hmm. But you also go into a healing chamber for rejuvenation. And I would listen to the guided meditation in there a lot.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I go in to the healing chamber sometimes when I go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll go in there and fall asleep.
We talked about that when we were in the training last time too, because that's something I do as well. It's something I shared with my clients, not knowing that you also did the same thing. It's like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
And then there's the age reversal activations package.
Right. Which activate your collagen and stem cells, age reversal, cell snap, hormones in balance, inner child reconnection. Perfection is not a virtue. Yeah. So quit trying to be perfect, sun damage, yeah, and measure your success. The measure your success, I'm glad the PDF's in here. Mm-hmm. I would take that and use that and feel that out. And before you start the package, fill that out and then wait a couple months and go back and reassess yourself and see how much you've changed. Because then you'll notice how much things have really, really changed within you.
Right. Awesome. Good idea. I like that. And then package three is everything in package one and two, plus a private session with you.
Yes.
So can you talk a little bit about the private session?
My private sessions, I call them power sessions. I do anywhere from 7 to 10, 15 activations all within 30 minutes. I don't talk a lot during it. I ask you what you want to work on, and then I start hearing what activations you need to help you shift. And then I just really start running the activations. You're welcome to talk and ask me questions and to go into that stuff, or we can just be quiet and I'll run energy for 30 minutes with you. Mm-hmm. And the less you talk, the more work I get done.
True.
So if that makes sense. I know some people like to just really call and talk a lot, and that's great. We could do that. But I really want to be able to, you know, give you value and really get some energy work in for you so things can change. In a private session with me, you could feel really shifted within 24 hours. You'd go, whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about getting out of the story, you know. So it's like, we don't need to hear the story, you know. Just start running the activations. You know, for me, I'd rather have that than I would talk for 20 minutes. And then it's like, okay, Tamara, what have you got for me? You know, Because you know ahead of time what's up, you know? So it's like, you know what you want to shift and change.
Well, a lot of people, when they do a private session with somebody, they expect just to sit and have conversations and figure out their problem. Mm-hmm. More with sacred activations, you tell me the area of your life, focus on one area of your life, what you want to switch, and then it'll really help go through all different areas of your life. But when we can focus on that, then we can make massive change for you.
Yeah.
I don't have to see your bottom belief for it to be changed for you.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Awesome. Thank you. So package one is 97, package two is 197, and package three is 247, which includes that personal power session with Tamara. I love that. It is powerful, because even doing, you know, 10, 15 activations in one session, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, it's powerful. You know, I try and do at the most 6 or 7, you know. It's like, I don't want to do more than that, because even I get fried at that point. It's like, yeah, that's enough. You know, I'm told that's enough. It's like, okay, cool.
Yeah. And I'm told to stop, you know. It's like, okay, that's enough. It's like, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I have finished sessions, and this doesn't often happen, but within 15 minutes, I'm told to stop the session. And then I do a follow-up in a week or two to finish the session to allow them to clear that stuff so they can go to that next level mm-hmm. and get more cleared. So it'd benefit them more to do 2 15-minute sessions with me than a half hour. And that's why I don't really offer hour sessions unless somebody's been working with me for a while, because one, then we're just going to end up talking.
Yeah.
You know, and I really want to do the work.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that. So Caroline, she's asking Tamara, will you tell us which geometry you see around us, like during a personal session? I think you're talking about.
Well, when you can activate all the sacred geometry within you too.
Yeah. So don't go into the significance of it. Do you need to know what it is? Like, do you need to know what it is? Is what I'm asking as well. Because no, you don't need to know what it is. Well, you know, all you want is the change and the result, you know?
Right. All the sacred geometry. I mean, again, we're everything. So all the sacred geometry is within our field unless we've shut it off. But with doing the activations, it'll regenerate that. And just like, you know, balancing your chakras is like a whole new level within your auric field to expand you, yeah. which will allow you to track more things within you.
And she's asking, rosacea and veins on face and neck, would it eventually disappear?
Yeah, I would use the rejuvenation package.
Yeah.
For that.
And how long will what take, Mary?
That's up to you. This is between you and God, man. I'm the facilitator. I bring through some amazing information that has all been taught to me by God. It's God energy. How fast are you going to allow it to shift?
Package. How long will it take? Package.
If you have time to rest, you can do it all in a weekend.
Yeah. So are you wondering how long the package will be available? Is that what you're asking? Anyways, just write it in. It'll be available. Not to worry. Oh, how long it takes to run all the activations? Yeah, you can run them all in a weekend.
I've had people run the activations all on a weekend, and on Monday they say they feel totally different. Mm-hmm. I've had other people that run the activations and have to sleep for a couple days. So that's up to you.
And sometimes when you, because I've done this, I've ran the activations at nighttime while I'm sleeping on really low. And then, oh my God, the next day, it's like, I'm in such a good mood. And not just me, even my husband. Yeah. So it's like, he's in such a good mood, you know? So it depends on each person as well. But
yeah,
I like to do that as well, run them at nighttime while I'm sleeping.
I have a lot of people that run them at night. They put them in a loop. Yeah. And they add like 10 or 15 activations on, and then they just let them run.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody, one of my friends who helps out at AA. Mm-hmm. And when he goes in, he just runs addiction redirection for the whole group.
Nice.
And he says he starts seeing the energy shift around him while he's supporting people. It's like, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, cool. Got it. Okay, cool. So do you want to run some?
Bigfoot or Randy. Yeah, there's all kinds of things out there that's in our food, that's in our environment, and it's our emotions, feelings, and thought systems that attract to us what diseases and things we're going to plug into. So yeah, it's all there. There's all kinds of games for us to plug into.
Yeah.
And you chose to plug into this one. Sorry, but you can change it. You don't have to have it anymore. Just because there's a million people affected by it doesn't mean you have to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So let's run some activations. So debtor's prison. Everybody want debtor's prison?
Mm-hmm.
And let's do the flower of life. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the one we're doing?
Yeah. There were a couple we mentioned. Now, of course, I've already forgotten probably, but
Debtor's prison, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yes, yes. And that one about the healthy boundaries.
Okay. All right. So we're going to do these four.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me let you know what I do while I do this. I go silent. I connect into the energy. We're going to start with the flower of life. And the flower of life, just imagine you can go into your heart. Now, if you're into Jesus like I am, you might see Jesus's hand on your heart. Mm-hmm. You might feel it. You might not. That's totally up to you, you know. But it's the Christ consciousness, which is the fifth dimensional grid system around this planet. It's all the same. Flower of life, that's what I see around this planet, is that grid system.
Yeah.
And that system says yes to whatever you believe or whatever you desire. So if you're creating things in your life you don't like, change it and you'll create something different. Mm-hmm. Okay. So post-traumatic stress, flower of life, debtor's prison, and healthy boundaries. Sorry, yeah. I'm so hoarse. I had a bear on my patio.
I saw that. It's like, oh my goodness.
I've never seen a bear. And I did ask. I said, I want to see a bear, but I want it in a safe place. Mm. And I was laying down taking a nap. Mm-hmm. And I heard this. Dum, dum. My brother lives with me. And I'm like, there's no way he's home. It's in the middle of the day. He's at work. And so I walked on my second story, which looks out the windows because it's open there. And I saw this bear on my patio. It's a little bear too. It scared the crap out. I screamed a primal scream. That's why I'm so hoarse. I can't even believe the way I acted. Wouldn't it? I can't believe the way I acted. I was so embarrassed when I talked to my neighbors about it. She goes, yeah, I heard this primal scream. Or no, a blood-curdling scream. I was trying to scare him. She goes, pots and pans work much better.
Exactly. I was just thinking that. Pots and pans.
He was trying to get in my slider. So then I went over my patio door because it's two-story. I mean, off my bedroom. And I looked down at the kitchen. And he was going like this with his paw. And I had this pole in the slider so he couldn't open it.
Mm-hmm. Thank goodness. But you were safe. So you did see
I was totally safe. And then he went sat in my paw and he ignored me. He looked, actually, when I screamed at him, he looked up at me like I was crazy. Mm-hmm. And I was acting crazy. I'm screaming at this bear. Just wanted some food, man.
Yeah. No kidding.
Okay, anyways. So that's the explanation of my hoarse voice, me being absolutely silly. All right, so I want you just to go into your heart, and let's start there. And the reason I'm silent during these is to give you an opportunity to have your own process and your own connection. So just connect into your heart and that beautiful love in your heart, that Christ love. Just feel that. And this is the flower of life. This is going to help you love yourself more. Okay, now we're going to move into doing the deactivation of post-traumatic stress. So just allow your thoughts, feelings, or emotions to connect to any time in your life that you've experienced a lot of trauma. Any traumatic event can just pop into your mind. And just focus on that until you can't focus on it anymore. And then allow another thought to come in. We're clearing your whole timeline. Going through future and past lives. Clearing all the programs of post-traumatic stress. Okay, we're now going through your genetics, your DNA line. Clearing you through the collective subconsciousness of humanity. Okay, we're now moving into debtor's prison. So just think about debtor's prison. How are you recreating debt for yourself? Taking on the debt of others. clearing through your whole energy field, future past lives. Clearing through your genetics. Clearing you through the collective consciousness, subconsciousness of humanity. There's a huge dead energy in the consciousness of humanity, and you no longer have to run that energy in yourself or your self-life. So just totally letting that go. Okay, good. We're now moving into healthy boundaries. So you can just think about how that affects your life, or what does that mean to you? Clearing future and past lives. Going through your genetics. Through your genetics, through the collective consciousness / subconsciousness of humanity, now just imagine that you can connect into Mother Earth, totally being filled up with love and light, joy and happiness through every single cell of your body. Good. And when you're ready, just come back, open your eyes.
Awesome. I'm back. Wow, that was powerful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Drink some water, everyone, or something.
If you get really tired, don't worry about it. If you get really emotional, it's okay. Just any suggestion on the emotional thing. It could take 2 or 3 days to come up. And just be kind to your loved ones.
And be kind to yourself.
And be kind to yourself. Yeah, I've kind of gone off on people a couple of days after I do a webinar. It's like, what's wrong with me? Oh, yeah. I did some activations I haven't done before.
Yeah, I love that. So Kathy, hopefully you did hear something after, because Tamara was talking in between, so which was cool. Caroline felt the inside of my body being cleared in so many ways, so many colors. Yes. Hi, Jesus. Coughing, but also loving. Yay. Awesome. Nice. That was incredible, Imogen says. Thank you so much. You didn't hear anything at all, Kathy? That's weird.
You didn't hear me talking?
Because
maybe she didn't hear anything inside of her when she was processing those things, and that's okay. You don't have to.
Yeah. So, she's just, the talking.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's all you're supposed to hear was the talking. I also felt like 3 seconds, and it was almost 20 minutes.
Did I go that long?
I don't know. I was right out. I was out.
I just did what I was supposed to do, and I love that it's video than just audio, because I feel like I have to hurry up when I'm doing a telesummit and it's just audio.
Yeah.
I'd really like to just allow the energy to do what the energy should do.
Yes. So Caroline says, I'm at work and on a clock, so yes. Do the activations need high quality headphones for better results?
No.
Nope. So Mary, you want to communicate with Tamara? You communicate with her in your web, Alara. Not sure what that means, but if you can buy the packages, one of them if you'd like.
Or yeah, package 3 includes a private session with me.
Exactly. And you can also go to sacredactivations.com and sign up for her mailing list and get some free activations. And of course, Tamara does every Tuesday. You do a free call as well.
Yeah, I haven't been doing that lately because of the move and all the other stuff. We just changed web host people. I mean, I've just changed a bunch of staff and stuff. So
yeah,
I haven't been doing that, but that will be starting up again. Yeah.
But you always have something going on. So
I've always got webinars going on and practitioner trainings. I do free calls for free healing.
Yeah,
exactly. And we do it on Zoom like this. Mm-hmm. I love Zoom.
Me too. It's great. I was thinking of doing as a webinar and also posting it onto Facebook land, but it's like, you know what? I'll try it later, but it's like, for now, it's like, let's just do this and we'll play with it, you know?
Yeah, I've done that. I don't know how to have Facebook up so I could be reading the comments there at the same time because I get sound feedback. And I know there's a way to do it, but I haven't sat down with Zoom to do it. You know, so I have to close my Facebook. So people that are listening live on Facebook, I can't read their questions. Mm-hmm. Unless I guess I could do it on another
device.
But it's me in this room doing this stuff.
Exactly. I know.
Staff sitting here with me, no problem. But
exactly. So I mean, that's something that I was thinking of, but I would need an assistant to monitor that and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So who knows?
Yeah.
But for now, like, yeah, this
maybe
is fine.
Maybe have someone on Facebook reading you the questions. That would work.
Yeah.
But again, you're having to count on someone else to do it for you.
Yes. But who knows? We'll see. So, yeah. So how's everybody doing now? So, yes, we were just doing this random rambling and talking just so that you could all be, you know, be good. Exquisite. Thank you. Good. I like that.
Good.
Yeah, I like that.
Remember, Randy, anything can change instantly.
If we get one and two, we're not talking to her. No, only if you get package number three. I love that. Mary, so direct. If we get this and this, we're not talking. Nope, only number three. That's what she wants. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Number three includes a session with me, and it's about the price of a private session with me. So yeah. You get all those activations pretty much for free.
Yeah, so basically,
you
get the 30 minutes with Tamara, and don't go into the story. Just say, this is what I want to talk, this is what I want, whatever. And then Tamara will, you know, do the stuff. And then you get 20 activations from the first program, 10 activations from the second program, extra, plus the webinar, plus the 10. So like 30 odd activations plus a webinar.
It's probably more about 38 activation I'm hearing.
Yeah. 30, yeah, there you go. Plus the session with Tamara. So,
yeah.
And so if we wanted to just quickly, I just want to, you know, so if you wanted to do that, you know, you can go to Awaken to Happiness Now. No. alara.at/show/Tamara to take a look at the different packages. And I will find the prosperity package link from before, if I can find it, and put it in the email. Okay. Yeah, all that is in package three. Yes. So package three includes everything in package one and package two. Okay. Plus the 30 minutes. And I've had a personal session with Tamara. And yeah, you know, it's like without going into the story, she just goes right in and starts the activations. It is powerful. So they are good.
Yeah. And if you don't know who you are the next day, don't worry about it. You'll catch up.
You will catch up. Yeah. And, you know, like I always say to everybody, for any sessions with me even, drink lots of water, connect to your body. What does your body require? Be gentle with yourself. When stuff comes up, don't go into the story. Don't go into the drama and trauma. Don't go down the rabbit hole, right? And stay inspired and stay uplifted as much as you can, okay? So that goes for everything from today. You know, next couple of days, listen to your body. What does your body require? Drink lots of water. Does your body want to rest? Does your body want to go for a walk? You know, does your body want to eat something different? Listen to it and just do it. And then don't go
listen to your body.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Listen to your body. Listen to your body. Listen to your body. All right. So was there anything else that we wanted to share with everybody, Tamara? I'm just taking a look at my email.
Can I sing?
You can do whatever you want. I was going to say, so why would people, so really, I mean, we don't even have to go through this anymore, but I was going to say, so why should people buy these packages from you, Tamara?
It's up to them. It's, do they want to change their life? Are they tired of being in the same game? Are they ready to up level what they're doing and how they're living? Mm-hmm. If you're not ready to up level what you're doing, or how you're living, then don't buy it. If you're ready for change, I'd get the package. And it'll start changing you in many, many, many ways.
And then when you get the package, you know, you can loop them, all the activations, and listen to them at night when you're sleeping. And if you get the package two or three, which has the healing chamber, like Tamara says, she listens to that not every night, but you know, she goes and does that, you know, as well, and goes into the healing chamber for healing when she's sleeping, right? You can do that as well. Right. And the guided meditation, you can do as many times as you want, right?
Yeah. In the healing chamber, you know, I would go in there a lot until you've just gotten really bored with it.
And so the session with you, is that also recorded?
It can be if they want it. I prefer not to record them.
Okay.
Because I don't want them to go back into energies, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't really believe in recording sessions, but if somebody requests it, I'll do it for them.
Okay, cool. But, you know, the activations you can play again and again. So Lisa says, I feel amazing, felt strong shift in heart and throat chakras and so much more. I'm so happy to be on this call.
Awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. So Renetta says, why not go into the energies?
Well, because during a session that I'm recording, you're talking about these patterns. And then when you re-listen to it, you're listening to your old patterns again.
Yeah. Got it. So that makes sense. It's like about not going back into the story. So not going backwards.
Yeah. Now going back into the story, I mean, you can record it and listen to the clearing in it. And then, you know, you could look at it and go, you know what? Wow. Look how I was then compared to how I am now. Mm-hmm. So you could definitely see how much you've shifted by doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes sense. And that's why, you know, like some of my private sessions, you know, I tell people, don't bother listening to it again. I do record it, but it's like, don't go back into the story. You know, like you're done with that. So why bother? Right.
Move forward.
You know, what do you want to create now? What do you want to experience now? And so on.
That's like watching a TV show over and over and over again. Who wants to do that? There's plenty of new things to experience.
I do that sometimes with some stuff.
We do that with belief systems and emotions too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh yeah, why am I doing this again?
Yeah. It's what you know, it's what you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, and that's why a lot of people don't want to change, because they're so afraid of what's going to happen. I mean, mm-hmm. Look at all the crap they already created.
Exactly. They don't want to create anymore.
Now what are they going to create?
Yes. So you know what? You don't have to create crap again. You can create something else, something different, or something that you enjoy, something that's fun for you.
Absolutely. You know, Randy, I was just thinking of something, Randy, and there's somebody else on the call that is fighting with cancer. There's another activation that isn't in this package, but it's called, the Book of Death, the Book of Dead, the Book of the Dead.
The Book of the Dead,
you know, if you run that and you release your fear of dying, maybe you'll stop fighting and dying. Mm. Maybe you can start living. So that might help you with that. Just a thought.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, everyone. I know we've gone way over, but this was so much fun. and these activations were awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So thank you so much, everyone, for your questions, comments, and feedback. And thank you, Tamara. Yeah, this was, I loved it. It was fun. It was like, wow. And, you know, your activations are powerful. And I'm just so glad that we chose the ones that we did, especially the healthy boundaries. I can now say no.
Yes, you can.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much. I will be putting the email out shortly and with all the information so that you can watch this again or listen to it again at your leisure. Okay? So thank you so much. Have a great day, afternoon, evening. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Thank you so much, Tamara. Bye for now.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Thank you so much for joining. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Bye, everyone.